Case number 10742, Clean Energy USA LLC, east of Route 30, 360 feet north of Road 297, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Dave Preston, 17046 North Brand Street in Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, lady and gentlemen. This is absolutely a mea culpa on our part. We are a solar and wind integrator, primarily solar, based in Delaware, in Rehoboth. We also have done installations in Maryland and Pennsylvania. We have offices in New Jersey. We've done over 200 installations, more than 150 of them in Delaware. This is one of our very first installations. And the issue that we have run into here is the central block on the first page here of trees is about 60 feet tall. You can see in the bottom right corner, just above the word Google, the house that was being built for the clients, Officer Riddle and his wife Carla. And the house that is directly to the west of that is a family's house. So this entire, most of what's on the primary part of this first page is their property. You can see by the pushpin marking there the actual location of the solar array. And the primary issue, if you can, I can direct you all to number three, page three here, is the septic system. We originally had this array installed just south of the septic system. In fact, you can kind of see some remains of concrete there. This is a ground-mounted solar array. And the issue we ran into was that for the entire morning, they were just getting killed production-wise because of those trees. Two things happened, and again, this is one of our very first installations, so this is certainly a point of embarrassment for us. But by not accounting for those trees, their production was basically cut down by 60% or more. So in our rush to immediately accommodate at our expense, among other things, the first customer, but the customer is now a sergeant with the Rehoboth Police Department, so we wanted to stay on their good side for a variety of reasons. We moved the array out closer to the road. Two big mistakes that we made there. We did not account for the fact that the property line doesn't begin at the pavement. It begins east of that, obviously, accounting for the drainage ditch. But mostly, we just did not do our homework in locating this array the second time. The issue is, in fact, you can see on page two, this is a picture of the installation in its original spot. And actually, you can see on the right array, the gap, this is probably 10 o'clock in the morning, you can see the gap, the gap where there is not shade is maybe a foot or two wide, and it's showing how pretty much most of the morning that array is in shade. The reason we're asking for this variance is because this client has no other options in terms of good producing viable locations for this solar array, Absolutely, I would rather be fined, reprimanded, whatever, as long as the client doesn't suffer. And so to move this array, although it's inside of the restrictive lines, to move it at this point, given the location of the septic system and given this huge crop of trees, which can't be addressed by taking a few down, a dozen down maybe, we're left with precious few options. So that's the reason for our variance. And again, having done so many installations, this has never been a problem except for this one time. So it's a real mea culpa for us.
It's for this house here?
Correct.
So what's wrong with the septic's back here, right?
The septic is, no, the septic is out front on page three. In fact, if I can. The septic is in this region here. This is the house. And you would think we've got nothing but space around here. We've got roof space with good southern orientation. The issue is these are 60-plus foot trees. So essentially, any possible location back there is going to really hurt their production. So we had ruled that out at the time they were building the house, which is when we put in the array.
Is So there's nowhere around that house in that area then that you could move this array at then?
There just isn't. Honestly, I would gladly pay the expense of moving it again if I thought there was any other location where these folks wouldn't just really be in bad shape in terms of production.
Are there mature trees east of the Riddle House?
Beg your pardon, did you hear the first
part? Your Google map does not show on this side, the east side, I think that's the east, I'm not sure.
You're absolutely right.
Are there mature trees
there? Essentially, just where the map cuts off is where the tree line comes in. I mean, it's close. If you were to go from the final slide, the right pushpin labeled Riddle House, if you were to go due north of that, you would have sort of a so-so production point, not an absolutely disastrous one, although you're still talking about a system that's probably producing 60% of what it should. Whereas out by the road, there's virtually no shade whatsoever.
So where it is now, it's 100% production?
Well, there's some very minor shading from the telephone poles at a few hours of the day, but it's cranking now, fortunately. We had run into problems with this client with trenching from essentially all the way out nearly to the road, all the way back to the house. We had run into some issues with us. So they've really hung in there with us on this system. And as I said, this is completely atypical for us to have installation issues and so forth.
You would have us believe that the trees, mm-hmm, just south of the house, shade all the way back to the trees on the north side of the house?
Not the trees to the south so much as the trees to the east and the west. Basically, the rule of thumb is whatever the height of the obstruction is, whether it's a foot tall ventilation pipe, you know, for plumbing vent, something like that, or a 60-foot tree, you want to use at minimum 1.5 times the height of that to 2 times is really a better rule, the height of whatever the obstruction is in terms of the shadow it's going to cast. The thing with shading, this in this case is a 16-panel array. It's broken down into 2 subsections or strings of 8 panels. If you were to take a shadow the thickness of, you know, a pen or your hand across the very corner of one panel, you might reduce that panel's effectiveness by 25-35%. And the problem is that string, that group of 8 panels in this case, is only as strong as its weakest link. So essentially, shading is like someone coming along with wire cutters. So what happens is, you're absolutely right, by the way, in the middle of the day, you know, from, let's say, 11:30 to 12:30 or 1, that spot directly north of the house would produce perfectly because the sun, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall is going to be well-oriented to not have the trees to the south shade. The issue is, if you're hoping the system comes on somewhere between the 7, 8 o'clock hour and doesn't go off till the 6, 7 o'clock hour in the evening, that's just not possible.
Well, I guess what I don't understand, mm-hmm, back, it's almost like a line of white markers, I don't know what that is, on the north side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the total distance of that right there, mm-hmm, is more than twice the distance of where you have the array now and the trees.
That's a good point, although, well, the only place you could orient it that would, as I said, be sort of an okay option, maybe 60-65%, is right smack in the middle. But the distance from the middle of the section you're describing, either left or right, once you hit tree line, is about equal to or maybe less than the distance we have it currently from the other tree line you described. So essentially, where we have it now, at the very, very earliest hours of the morning of the, you know, shortest days in winter where the sun is lowest in the sky, they would get some very minor early morning shading, but that over the course of 4 seasons, and certainly after 8, 9 o'clock in the morning year-round, that doesn't present a problem. But back there, you're looking at this the right way, if I can say so. But the issue is you get dinged a little bit more in the morning, and then you get killed in the afternoon.
How far did you have to trench at from there to that house?
About 300 feet.
300 feet?
Was the location behind the house ever discussed?
Honestly, because Sergeant Riddle is a canine instructor, part of it was, listen, I'm not wild about the idea of the backyard. We've got this space out front. And I said, well, I've got this tool. It's a $2,000 device. It basically just takes a 360-degree picture and measures shading and annualizes it and does, you know, takes you to a digital instead of sort of an analog perspective to shading. And I got, you know, sort of so-so readings at best in the backyard, so I was able to very quickly say, good, even if you'd said I really want it in the backyard, I would have advised you against it for the shading reasons. But he, in training the canine unit, he also needs the space back there. That's another reason why I didn't want to consider a low-producing second option, although obviously in hindsight, we would have done something.
So is this, I'm not, on the tax map, I'm not sure, is this all one parcel or is it two parcels?
It's one parcel, two different zones. I think it was just, I believe the parcel was just cut out from her, was belonged to the mother, and then there was a parcel was cut out for the daughter.
So the parcel of 2.498 that the array is on is a separate parcel from the house?
No, no. The panels and everything is on the same parcel.
At the corner lot where the other existing home is
excuse me?
The corner lot here is a separate, I'm not sure I'm looking at it right on the tax map.
Well, they cut 2.49 acres out of the middle of 10?
Yes.
Okay.
On parcel 79.01.
There's a parcel. And the site is drawn right on that parcel. The house is not on that parcel, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a grandparent's house, I think.
What? So there's two houses on this parcel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two houses on there.
Kelly's been out at the site. Is there two houses on that parcel?
It appears so. That's the Riddle house.
Well, your grandparent's house.
The Riddle house, right? The one they constructed, is actually in the woods. Surrounded by the trees.
That's right.
Okay. It's not the one all the way back towards the end of the paper. It's in the woods. The panels
were. You can't really see it.
Mm-mm. You can't see it. It's surrounded by
trees. They've got it. This one pinned. That's why it's so confusing. So that's not.
So this is not.
That's not accurate.
It's not accurate.
So the picture's not accurate then. Well, no wonder.
Their house is located in this tree line.
Somebody's got this house marked as the Riddle house.
Because you can barely see their house through the tree line, and your panels were back here, and then you moved them forward.
Correct, but I didn't follow why that isn't their house.
Their house is located in this tree line right back behind this house. You can barely see it. There's a long driveway. I believe it's right here.
I would, frankly, although...
I mean, you can't. Either way, you cannot see this home from the road. It is in the trees.
When you look at the parcel, tax map, it doesn't make much sense because you've got this place in front,
which is owned by them also.
Okay, but the 2.49 acres almost has to just go back, like you said, it couldn't possibly be this place.
Yeah, this up here where the panels are located, it kind of looks like a vacant parcel. It's kind of open, and then the tree line, this is all open here. The tree line begins.
So you're saying that from where the panels are right now, the house is due directly east?
Yes.
I promise you this is the house, though, because basically its relationship to the driveway that is a shared driveway, and also I've been in the house.
This one also goes, this is, they own this house too. This driveway goes in a circle. The panels are located
Where would the property line be right here?
If that's the case, the property line would be like this.
This just doesn't make any sense. When you look, the parcel is a rectangle. It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Which,
see their panel.
Does the driveway come out to 297 or 300?
There's a house in here.
It comes out to, this road here is 297, is it not? On the west side, there's.
But you can barely see
it. Yes, it comes
house.
All the way out
I
to there.
I can believe that.
They were located back
well,
here.
Well, this is 297.
Which is the reason why they weren't generating.
But if this is the house, if this is the house, that means there are two houses on that parcel.
That's what it looks like. Can't be this parcel.
This, I guess this is 30.
Yes.
Essentially, the driveway comes directly through those trees And then that's that whole driveway area. This is where dog kennels and so forth.
So this is the driveway here?
Absolutely. And there's the main part of the house here, and then this very large garage is where they have kennels and all that sort of stuff.
Now, can you show that? The rest of us, now that we're all done?
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't understand, because we don't know which one is it. Is there two on one parcel, or one parcel, or what?
I believe.
So I can share it with Brent and Ron. We all know what we're...
In terms of what I know they built at least...
Whereabouts is it?
It's this driveway, this is the grandparents' house, and then it comes through these trees, and this is the driveway.
This is the house.
So the house back here is where they live at. So this is a shared driveway here, which where the horseshoes, grandparents is up front. We got a horseshoe driveway going around, shared driveway going all the way to the back. But the question is both homes on one parcel?
That's my understanding.
You know what it looks like?
I know they own both.
It looks like...
Okay, well, that's a question. I just...
Sure, well, and that's my first question.
Well, then whose property are the panels on then? You don't know that, so it can't be, it's not a separate property, right?
Right.
So the panels is on...
It's got nothing to do with the case we're talking about.
Within the trying to get this application completed, I personally have talked with the company numerous of times in requesting a survey of this situation, and all I ever got was these aerials.
Yeah, okay.
Because there was a lot of question that I had looked at, and the aerials was the only thing I got. And I talked to Lynn Mox.
Right, and my understanding was that she had
an actual survey of this whole situation.
My understanding is that we met a woman from your office, I gather. Okay, and that they met with our operations team, basically decided where the property lines were, what, you know, how far we were. To ask a pragmatic question, if we know that the property includes both of these houses, then I guess, I don't want to say what does it matter, that's overstated, but in terms of exactly where, say, the north property line is, it at least doesn't address, if we move the thing north or south, we still have the same issue.
Allow me to explain what matters. If both houses are on the same parcel, then there's an even bigger issue.
Okay.
Okay? I think what we're going to want to see is a survey.
Okay. I suppose that would be a terrible irony if this brought to your attention some larger issue, but we can absolutely...
It wouldn't. It's just trying to help you because, you know, how... You're wanting to know for sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If in fact the house is where you say it is, mm-hmm. and the panels are where you say it is, it's quite possible that the house is on one parcel and the panels are on another, and that's
okay.
Allowed either.
Okay, I would be at least surprised based on the conversation with the client, but certainly
it may still be in the family. Or something, but it's two separate parcels.
And that's a whole other issue. Gotcha. Well, you're not going to tear one of the houses down, are you?
Not unless we
two houses on one parcel.
No, but you're going to put it on his property, but then the panels are going to be on somebody else's property.
Well, and would there be a scenario, if that were the case, where they are two separate parcels, where, the residents, again, if they're the owner of both, then... Could a document be produced that says we get permission to put panels on our property? And then we're back, I guess, to square one, which is we let us hang over for the sake of their production. Is that...
Won't we get the survey done, and then maybe that might be best, honestly, okay. Get the first step done.
Okay.
Because that's the problem. We don't know. You're asking questions, and that's why I was asking you, because I'm not for sure.
Okay.
And it's hard to make a decision or give you an answer when I don't know, or maybe some of the members don't know.
Yeah, I'd like
all parties concerned. I think the first step is respectfully request that you would, get a survey and then send it back, and then we could all look at it.
Okay.
Before tearing something down, that's never even entered into it. That's not mine.
Rusty, once we have a survey, then can we get an overlay of an aerial view?
I'm sure we could get that work.
Because I'd like to see both of those.
To be able to help you.
I'd like to see
everybody.
What else.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is in fact... If it's actually on the 7 acres, then there might be other places this can be placed.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we can, that could be worked out through the office, yes.
I think this would better help you too. Don't you think, see now, I mean, to help all parties, but even you, to help you that way.
Sure.
I think.
Well, and again, whatever happens with us, I just want to make sure we can take care of them somehow, some way. So I'll get you a survey ASAP. I guess we'll send it over to your office.
Yes.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
I got another question to ask you. You were saying a pencil could affect the, how would that pole, how much is it going to affect that?
Pencil's slightly overstated. Your hand, absolutely. The pole affects it only in the winter, late in the day, where the pole that is closest to it, which is about, let's see if we can see, we've got a, well, you can see just a little bit north and west of the front cover sheet. You can see one of those telephone poles, and then the next one, if I'm looking at this correctly, is west and a little bit south of the grandparents' house. So all you're really worrying about is the actual wires themselves in terms of anything that could potentially shave this at any time of day. That would be a small enough amount that, again, you're only talking about wintertime and late in the day.
How much do these produce?
This system produced, with good production, upwards of 4,500, 5,000 kilowatt hours. This is actually a relatively small system.
Is it, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it'll operate the house or what?
Well, it depends. It depends entirely on their usage. I think in Jamie and Carla's case, they're probably using about maybe 1.5 times that.
Uh-huh.
What's nice is you get a lot of cash thrown off by renewable energy credits. It's kind of a separate value of the power that's produced.
Okay.
So it'll make financial sense for them as long as as long as we're allowed to put it somewhere that it'll produce.
Produce, okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we leave the public hearing open to case 10,742, only for the purpose of the applicant providing the office with a survey, and then the office providing us a copy of that survey with an aerial overview of the entire parcel, so that we could see, and preferably in color, so we can see what really is on the property and so forth.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,742 open for the purpose of having a survey done and submitted to the office, and then the office will send that to us with an overview of the property. Everyone okay? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So as soon as you get one done, you can, if you would, submit it to the office.
And Mr. Chairman, would you all then review, would we have another session similar to this to discuss further, or would it be up for your review by closed session?
Yeah, it'd be for our review.
Okay.
It would, and the public hearing would be closed. The
public hearing will be closed.
Okay. There will be no more input.
From down.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, next case, please.